Good morning. Good morning. It's time now for Car Talk here at K1. And with me, we have Brad Dungis. Brad, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Tom. I'm doing great. It's another great Thursday out here at Dungis Family of Autos. We're ready for Car Talk this Thursday morning. I've got a good friend here, Janet Hardy from Run the Streets. And say hi, Janet.
Hi. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We're getting ready for the Woola Rock Run this Saturday, and you know, Tom, this is the 40th year for the Woola Rock Run, and the Woola Rock Road Race is something that we've been proud to be associated with right there from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. You know, the Tulsa Run had started a few years, just a couple years before the Woola Rock Race, and you know, my father and uncle both were involved in the Tulsa store at the time and getting the Tulsa Run going. And when the local running club at the time wanted to start this race, it was designed to be a good training run for the Tulsa Run, and in such a beautiful setting out at Woola Rock. And I think it is one of the most scenic races in the country. And it's now for the 40th year in a row. That's just amazing, Janet. Of course, for the last few years, the Run the Streets has run the race and been the primary beneficiaries of the race, a great program at Run the Streets. And so wanted to bring Janet on to tell us about that going on this year.
Yeah. Thank you for having me, and thank you for your continued support of the race. We definitely appreciate that. Yeah, we are actually going to kick things off tonight, and so if anyone is looking for something to do, we will be at Cooper and Mill Brewing Company tonight from 4:30 to 7. Cool. We're having a little anniversary party there tonight, so obviously you can come and pick up your packets if you've registered online. You can also register tonight if you still want to come out and join us. But tonight we're going to have Truity on site grilling up some free hot dogs, and they'll have chips and water as well. Just kind of a little bit of a party in the parking lot out there. Cooper and Mill is so nice to host us. They're also, they have brewed a limited edition beer for us tonight called All Hill No. If you run Woola Rock, you're familiar with the hilly terrain we have out there. So there is a limited edition beer tonight, and it's just going to be a good time. So that'll kick off our race activities. And then, yeah, Saturday we're going to be out at Woola Rock bright and early for the race, which will begin at 8:30. And, you know, obviously it's a different year, but we're excited to be able to have it. And currently we're at just over 500 runners registered. So we're thrilled with that.
That's excellent. And, you know, many of those are people associated with the Run the Streets and the local school system, too. I know the school system's gotten involved in this big time the last few years.
And I
see that Chuck and Jennifer are big sponsors again this year. And our local school superintendent, I want to give a shout-out to all the sponsors of the race, because that's so important to sponsoring the great program at Run the Streets, because it isn't just about this race. You guys are training for a half marathon, and there's a whole how many kids are in the program this year?
So we have a little bit of a smaller season this year, obviously, with everything that's going on. But we're in the 20 to 25 range as far as kids go. So we're just excited to still be able to gather and hit the Pathfinder together and train. So they're excited. Yeah. They are training for the Jinx Half Marathon, which will be the first part of November. So, again, just excited to be able to get together.
And you do see them out on Pathfinder, you folks who get out there. They're the ones who always acknowledge people and say hi and tell you you're doing a good job. They seem to always say that. They're great. I love seeing them out there. Tell us more about Run the Streets, because I think that's really a story that needs to be told. It's a unique organization that started here in Bartlesville, right?
Yes, that's true. So Run the Streets, we actually just celebrated last year our 10th year of the program. And so it really just started out as a grassroots organization. Bob Williams, who works for the Office of Juvenile Affairs, is the creator. This is his brainchild, and it really started as a form of alternative probation for students who had minor offenses, you know, and in traditional probation, you might meet with your officer, you know, once a week and have community service and some very, you know, traditional things you have to do. And the idea was that if you take these students and pair them with a mentor and you run together three times a week, you know, how much more can we accomplish to, you know, rehabilitate or just get someone, you know, a little bit more on the right track going forward. And that's how it started. And then it has obviously blown up and blossomed from there. And so we still have a portion who are with the Office of Juvenile Affairs. And then we also just have everyday kids from, you know, the schools around town. We have homeschool kids. It's just a really wide variety. And again, it's just, I like to say it's a mentoring program disguised as a running program. So sometimes, you know, they don't realize that they're being mentored as they're just, you know, sweating it out together on the path. But it really has really shown to have some long-term effects on our students. So.
Yeah, it's great. And hundreds of kids have gone through the program in these 10 years. And it's really a cool program. I know you provide them gear and, you know, and pay for their race entry fees and do all kinds of stuff to help them get started in that. And, you know, I've been, you know, running for a long time, and that one step at a time, getting up there, accomplishing a goal. If you're trying to train for an event like a half marathon, it certainly takes a lot of discipline and time to get ready for that. And, you know, so it takes that stuff, and you can learn a lot from that. And I think it's just a great way to connect kids with people and start doing something there, because that applies so well to school, to the rest of life, and to work. I see it here at the dealership. One of our star salespeople now, Mariana Jasso, who was a salesman of the month and employee of the month. We're very rare to be both of those in the same month. This summer, is a former Run the Streets participant, and you know she's great, and it just, you know, that's a great, it's a great part of our community. And I know Bob's been on the show before the last few years, many times, and shout out to him and everybody else in the program, because it takes a lot of volunteers, a lot of all these sponsors for the race. And it's a great program, we're trying to get Toyota to match our gift for the event this year. I know you know that, but I want to let the people know that Toyota supported the Run the Streets program before by matching our gifts, and we've requested that again. So hopefully we can get Toyota to pay attention to you. I think it's a great program for Toyota too, because they're, you know, they love to sponsor the Olympic organizations and Paralympics, but really grassroots sports are the thing they're all about, and youth. And, you know, so I think this fits really right up their alley, and we could even maybe try for something bigger with them if we could find the right door to knock on. we'll work on that later. So the big event this weekend, the gates, you need to get there early if you're going to run. Those who haven't been out there, I'm sure with 500 entries, that's a pretty big, historically fairly, very large group. And, you know, they need to get out there early. The gates close at 8 o'clock. As you said earlier, the race starts at 8:30. You are going to be running out in Woola Rock with all the buffalo and deer roaming around, not completely on the road, but, you know, you'll see them. And very hilly, but beautiful place to run. And for those who don't want to do the full 8-kilometer run, which is just about 5 miles, there's a 1-mile fun run too. And with the pandemic going on and everything, we've all had to adjust a little bit. How does that work in a race and with running? What are you asking people to do?
Yeah, obviously that was a huge consideration for us. And, you know, having Woola Rock as a venue, I think, helped us a lot in that area as we made our decision. You know, we have a huge parking lot where our start line is at, and we're really just asking people to be cognizant and respectful of others and really just kind of self-monitor their distancing. And so it's chip time race, so there's no need to rush the start line. We're just asking people to kind of line up by pace, spread out, obviously consider wearing a face covering until you can get a little farther out on the path and away from people. Again, just really asking people to be respectful of others and understand that we're all trying to do our best. You know, we really wanted to have this race. So many things have been canceled, and I think people just want an opportunity to get out and run. And so we're just asking people to, again, be respectful and spread out and be courteous of one another.
That's great. Yeah, and certainly want to keep everybody well at an event like this.
Absolutely.
For sure. 40 great years here. So that's excellent. So, Tom, at the dealership here, we're in addition to getting ready for Run the Streets Willow Rock 8K, we've been, as we've been talking the last few weeks, we've been selling lots of cars, and particularly in the used cars have been just continuing to be really on fire. And we've been buying lots of cars, continuing to do that, and got a great inventory right now. We've got some of them on display down at the Dungis Truck Ranch. People have been noticing those, and we've sold quite a few of those in the last couple weeks, and got, you know, so as you keep your eye out down there for some special units that we've acquired, we'll be putting down there and rotating them in and out. We've got great deals going on all the Toyotas, Fords, and Lincolns as we keep going into the fall here, and getting new shipments of inventory every day too, and finally getting a little bit balanced on our inventory.
That's been a challenge, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has at times, and it's, you know, I had a meeting yesterday with the Toyota executives, and they were talking about it really being extending into the first quarter of next year, particularly on trucks and some of the other high volume lines that are in particular demand. We're seeing it right now on Tacoma and Tundra and Super Duty, to a certain degree on F-150 and Ranger. We certainly you can get those, and we have them in stock right now, but they're selling really quick when we get them. So a lot of them that are pre-selling before they hit the lot as they're coming from the factory. It's a time of year when, particularly in the work truck environment, a lot of people with businesses are going to look to be adding equipment here before the end of the year. And so if you're in that position and you're going to need a truck, we need to start looking for that early. They're still obviously building them, but we need to get our hands on that before the last minute. Otherwise, you're going to be scrambling this year just because they're really in short supply. Most of the rest of the inventory, is pretty balanced right now. The SUVs, Explorer, Highlander, in particular, we have really good inventories of those two lines and great deals on Highlander right now. I was looking at one of the 2020 Highlanders we had this month that you could lease for just $399 a month. Pretty great deal there. There's great leases, great deals on RAV4. We've got our first Venza in, although I believe that is sold now. It's we've got our first Venza in, and doing a lot of business these days, Tom. It's really great time for this time of year.
Indeed it is. And of course, today is a great day to get online or just drop by the dealership and take a look, as they say. And of course, you have great people both online and right there in person to answer any question you have. It doesn't matter if you're going for the Ford, the Lincoln, the Toyota. Your folks do a great job. I can attest.
Well, and that's another thing that's unique, because they can, people like Mariana can show you a Ford, a Lincoln, or a Toyota, or a used vehicle, because we our people cross-sell across all the lines, and they know their product in both stores pretty well. You don't have to change people to shop and compare the brands here at Dungis. So it gives you the chance to look at the Camry and the Fusion together, or the Tundra and the F-150 and the Super Duty, or maybe the Ranger and the Tacoma, Highlander and Explorer. We've got a lot of great choices, and you can do that all with online, like you mentioned. Great tools online where you can go in and see our market-based prices. You can go in and work your own deal.
go in there set up your credit and we don't ask for any of your personal information until you're ready to give it to us.
Mm-hmm.
It's all straight numbers. You can click on it and open it up and, see exactly what the charges are and what the total of your payments would be, all the interest charges and all that, real transparent process. You can add your trade. Of course, we need to confirm that value, but these days, electronic trade valuation is pretty standard fare, and it's pretty close to things unless there's some problem with the vehicle. So get that in there, and what it does is it really reduces the time it takes to buy a car. These days, if we know, if we've got all that done, really it's just a matter of confirming the vehicle of your choice and printing up the paperwork and finishing things up. It's that simple and really can happen in less than, in a half an hour or an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Tops. And might want to spend a little bit more time just going over the great new technology in your car. That's one of the things we hear from people is...
Oh, there's plenty of that.
There is a lot. And, with all the new ways that your personal phone and your other electronics work with the car, that you want to make sure you get that set up right and that you're getting full advantage of the telematic information there for the vehicle. These cars now have a lot of communication systems between the vehicle and the manufacturer.
Mm-hmm.
Recalls, maintenance systems. They can even get sometimes notices on things like check engine lights and problems with your vehicle that's electronically monitored. I know that sounds a little bit spooky, but the truth is we used to have, if you have a problem that was intermittent, we used to have you come in and we'd connect a computer to the vehicle and then we'd have to drive around until it happened in order to capture the reading to know exactly what happened to fix your vehicle. And now, of course, the vehicle can do that itself and communicate that right to the manufacturer. And a lot of times in the future, they'll be able to know the problem before you even know you have one. We're getting to that point where computers are, there's really maybe 100 different computer processors in most vehicles, probably more than that. And they are complex machines that do have a lot of electronic stuff going on in there. And you want to take advantage of that. It really can lead to safer driving and better experience with your vehicle.
Wow, that is incredible.
So we've been talking a lot about Bronco, getting ready for that next summer, Tom. I've got a couple more reservations this week. And I want to remind people, we still do have availability on the Bronco Sport. They have sold out their first year of the Bronco. They're going to build them all for people, but some of them will stretch into the 2022 model year. On the Bronco Sport, though, they're not completely sold. This is going to be a great little vehicle, too, very flexible and in the Bronco family. And, of course, you can check all that out, too, on our website at DungesFordOnline.com. It's where the Ford site is. But the easiest way to go to our websites is go to DungesChoice.com. There you can go click on the links to our Toyota, Ford, or Lincoln showroom websites. You can see all our inventory. With the inventory issues we were talking about a moment ago, Tom, you're going to look and see, they only have one of these or something. If there's something you're after, let us know. We can certainly get it. The inventory is pretty thin across the board, but it's out there, and we'll be happy to go and find it for you. And normally it doesn't cost you anything more.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of us taking the time to go get it and get it here for you.
Indeed. And let's not forget the service. This time of year, it's time to take a look at that tread on the tire, make sure your fluids are ready to roll as we change seasons.
Yes, that's right. And this is the month. October is the traditional buy three and get one for a dollar in Toyota. So I've got that great promotion going on tires. So if you buy three tires, you get the fourth one for $1, which is a great deal. And got also great specials on the Ford side with rebates on tires and some discounted Ford Pass Rewards stuff, so be sure to ask your service advisor about that. Great. It's a time of year, too. You're not just the tires, but be sure to be doing your maintenance on your vehicle. Mm-hmm. Let's check out the battery. With the nights getting a little bit colder, you don't want to wake up one morning and not have it not turn over. If your battery is a few years old, we can run a test on it and see if it's holding a charge well. Another thing to look at are your windshield wipers. Certainly, it's been dry the last few weeks, but as we get into the fall, we're going to end up with some precipitation, and you want to make sure that that's good as mm-hmm. we get into more wintry precipitation, particularly so you can get good visibility as we start getting ice and snow and such.
Mm-hmm. Do we still have the great deal on the oil change and the tire rotation? That was probably
that's right. We still do. Combine the two, you can get both for an incredible price of just $39.95. It's mm-hmm. a great deal. Most vehicles qualify for that price. Diesels are a little bit extra, and pure synthetic oil is a little bit more. But we can give us a call, and we'll be happy to tell you exactly what it is for your vehicle. Mm-hmm. You can also schedule your service online. Janet was talking about the changes at the Willow Rock race this year. With the pandemic, we've had a lot more people wanting to schedule service appointments in both stores. And now you can go online and actually schedule one right in our system. Mm-hmm. Find your vehicle. It's really easy to go in and pick a time that's available. That way we know you're coming, the services that you're due for, and we can get right on it. It usually doesn't take much time. So there's a lot fewer people in our waiting areas and not as many folks around. So we do... it helps people stay socially distant, so to speak, and like they're trying to do at the race. Just be respectful of everybody and self-monitor and wear those masks when it's hard to stay far apart. So
there you go.
Everybody stay safe. And let's bring Janet back in again. Tell them again about this weekend and the road race and what's going on, and tonight, too, of course.
Yeah, so again, tonight from 4:30 to 7, we will be at Cooper and Mill Brewing Company, just right downtown. So if you haven't been there yet, it's a really awesome place, so we appreciate them hosting. We'll have packet pickups. You can also register for the race tonight if you would like. There will be free hot dogs and chips and water from Truity Credit Union, and as well as a beer special on a limited edition beer just for the race tonight. So you're more than welcome to come out, and that's a family-friendly venue as well. So everyone can come out. Actually, the first 200 registered runners to come get their stuff or register tonight will get a 40th anniversary koozie and sunglasses, too. So come out,
oh, cool.
Come out early at 4:30 if you want.
That's one thing we didn't mention before, but the race is famous for the T-shirt and for the swag you guys give yes. out. There's always been great stuff. So
there is a good swag, and it's all we rebranded this year for the 40th anniversary. So we have an amazing new logo. This year's color scheme is a shout out again to our relationship with the Bartlesville Public Schools. So we've got a lot of Columbia blue and navy going on. So you'll definitely want to come out early and get those items. And then Saturday is race day. And so, as you mentioned, Brad, the gates do close at 8, and that's probably the biggest thing I want to emphasize is because it is a closed course. We have the things you have to prep for out there that you don't have to prep for in a road race on the normal streets. And so we have to have time to put plywood on the cattle guards and all those types of safety measures. So the gates do close firmly at 8. Get out there early so you have enough time to get through the line and get up into the museum. And then the race gun will go off at 8:30, and so it'll be the 8K, and then immediately followed by the 1 mile fun run, I think it's over 100 people as well. So make sure to come out. Also, the Crazy Cajun Lady food truck will be out there selling some warm breakfast items and coffee. Sutterfield Financial Group will be out there doing all of the post race complimentary snacks and Gatorade. So I think we've got all our bases covered, and we're excited to see everyone on Saturday.
Well, it sounds like a great time, and look forward to the event. And I hope the runners have a great race. And that the event's a real success. I know it will be. And of course, you do with your entry, you get the great T-shirt, you get entrance into Willow Rock, so you can hang out there if you want and spend some time at Willow Rock, and they'll open up for the public soon after the race and gets going, and it is the most scenic race around, definitely a beautiful time, and I wish everybody luck in the race. So, and hopefully people will get out to Cooper and Mill tonight, and 40 years is something to celebrate, definitely, on an event like this.
We're excited.
So, and get back a little bit to the car business. If you are looking to sell a car, you know, we are really looking to buy them. Right now, used cars are in high demand, and what that means is you can get more for your trade than you historically have, you know, just relative to new car values. Right now, used car values, particularly on trucks, and, you know, really in the 2 to 3 years or older vehicles, really, mileage isn't that important anymore. Condition of the vehicle obviously makes a difference. But the reality is they're just relative to historic numbers that the trades have gone up during this pandemic. And it's given people more buying power with their with the loans, because the vehicles, if you're buying a used car, it's worth more to, you know, on a collateral basis with the bank. It's given you more room to move into a new vehicle, because you've got more value for your trade-in. So it's a really good time to buy, and there's great incentives from the manufacturers. And you can, whether you're looking for new or used, you can check it out on our website at DungeonsChoice.com. I know we've got a total of 80 used vehicles in stock right now. Incredible selection of trucks, SUVs, sedans, sports vehicles. We've got Mercedes-Benz, a 2019 Mercedes-Benz GLE 43. It's a beautiful car, 21,000 miles. It's an AMG, so it's got the super performance Mercedes engine. It's got all kinds of special value packages, the Premium 3, Silk Beige, Espresso Brown, leather seats, 22-inch wheels. It's just an incredible car. We've got that one priced $1,500 under NADA retail and $6,200 under the market average on that vehicle. So it's a great deal. And that's just one example of over 80 used cars we've got. That one's kind of the high end. And you can go all the way to the other end. Let's see here. Five vehicles now under $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
Got a great 2009 Hyundai Veracruz for $6,925. We just got this 2010 Ford Raptor. It's a SVT with 170,000 miles. So it's had a little bit of use, but if you're looking for a Raptor for around $20,000, that's a great deal. Got a 2011 F-150 for $9,100. A 2011 Chevrolet Avalanche for $11,899. So great deals. That one was $4,200 under NADA retail, mm-hmm. or $6,000 under the market average. So, and you can check all that out. All the pricing comparison and such is right there on our website. So you can do that from the comfort of your home, or come in and we'll show you on the tablet here at the store.
And they will, I guarantee you.
Yep. Yeah, and so, Tom, how is your Flex doing? Are you enjoying that vehicle?
Oh, man, is it a dream. I can actually see the world through the windshield and the side windows, and what I can't see, the little beeper lights come on and tell me something's coming. And it is just a really sweet ride, a lot of room, a lot of comfort.
I love the Flex. It's one of the most unique Fords
in
the last couple years, and it's one that we don't have anymore. They stopped making it, but it's a great car, and I drove one for a long time, and we had one that we did a bunch of stuff with, made the car with games, people right remember, but
mm-hmm.
Thank you for your business, Tom.
Hey, not a problem.
And thank you to everybody out there in the community. You know, by your support for us helps us support organizations like Run the Street, so thank you, Bartlesville.
All right. We got to run. Take care, and we'll catch you next week on Car Talk.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1. Are you getting married?